Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Streaming live, you're back with the Chats with Cats podcast, sitting here with Rick, Dan and Mark. How are we, gentlemen?
I'm very good.
I'm not sick or injured, so I'm fucking loving it.
You're a bit better.
Yeah, I am. No more rashes. Go on.
Had a big weekend?
I fucking did. Yeah, the footy was back. Went to the footy, had 45,000 beers.
Wow, that's technically you're dead.
Yeah. It was pretty good. We lost by a point. Very sad. Long drive home, but, you know.
How did you drive home if you had beers?
The guy that gave me a spare ticket, he doesn't drink, so it's very easy.
I thought you were about admitting to drink driving then. I was a bit worried.
No, no way.
But you don't typically go to the footy.
No, I don't like it usually because I just get too distracted with what's going on around me. Can't see what's on the other side of the field. Like,
You hate people as well.
Oh, I hate lots of people, yeah. But yeah. I don't know. It is what it is. I'll probably go to one more game for the rest of my life and that will be it.
You're such a sad sack.
Yeah.
How's the luck, though? You got some guy who's given you, what, an $80 free kick?
Probably 100.
Yeah.
Because it's in the... It was right behind the goals, too. Really good seat. I don't know if that's
not, I don't like the goals.
No, that's not an expensive
mid-oval
seat.
Mid-oval.
You like mid-oval?
Yeah.
Behind the goals is cheap.
Yeah, that's true.
Having said that, behind the goals is cheap, but I like it.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. But you don't want to be there all the time.
It's a bit more atmosphere, though, behind
it. It is, yeah, because we're sitting with all the Crows fans.
You think you can catch it? Did you catch the ball?
No, not even close. Out of the 40 shots, not even within 10 metres of me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, got heaps unlucky. But the thing is, I don't want the ball coming near me.
Yeah, I want you to take a screen.
I'm double parked with two fucking beers. I'm not catching that. I'm going to have to...
Skull two, take them out.
Nah, I'm headbutting the ball and saving the beers. Sorry.
Really?
Yes.
I remember the first game of footy I ever went to, we got a ball in the crowd and someone kept it.
Mm.
We went on a footy trip.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often.
Yeah, I'm surprised that the cat's not going to absolutely stop all of this from happening. Oh my God.
The cat is right now walking along and might hit the record stop button.
He just stepped on the intro button and nothing happened. That's impossible.
Wow.
Off now.
Go away, Duncan.
Cat's trying to ruin the podcast. Mm.
Mark, your weekend?
Pretty big. Saturday went to, where was I, Rick?
Where were you?
That pub.
Oh, the Hole Fast.
Yeah, that one.
The Holdy.
Yeah, it was there and then went into town and didn't wrap things up till maybe 6, 7 in the morning.
Oh, ouch.
So that was a big one. Yeah, went to the EC. I think if you're under the age of 25, you're not allowed in there and I'm 31. So.
Is that Electric Circus?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Did you say under the age of 25?
Well, like it's a young crowd.
So over, you're not allowed in is what you mean.
Yeah. And I had a good time and then went to the casino and... Kept going.
Casino. When you drunk.
Did you play any good like table games or anything? Or did you just slap?
I was there solely to drink alcohol because by the time I wanted to get in somewhere else, all the clubs were shut and the casino's like still allowing people in. So I had to sneak my way in. Didn't have a face mask, so I had to go to the servo to get one.
Oh, yes. Oi.
Yeah.
This brings me to the next point. We had an election on the weekend. Labor one got in. And he's having a meeting tonight or tomorrow about face masks might be gone.
Well, I went to a deli this morning and went to get something for like a breakfast thing. The lady behind the counter didn't have a mask on. Guy sitting in the shop didn't have a mask on. Guy walked into the shop didn't have a mask on. People just don't care anymore.
Yeah, I'm noticing that too. I reckon...
And I love it.
Yeah, I reckon it's about 50-50 at the moment. Masks, no masks.
We were talking about it today and someone was like, oh, I'm not sure how I feel about it or if I feel comfortable. Maybe I'll still wear one to the supermarket. Like, no way.
Yeah.
As soon as you tell me you can take that off, gone.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I'm over it now. It's just uncomfortable, especially in hot weather. It's 10 times worse. It's so sweaty and claustrophobic.
You wear sunglasses ever? If you do?
Yeah, yeah.
You understand. Fog it up straight away.
Yeah. I mean, there's... Obviously, our case numbers are going up. I assume that obviously there's going to be some really high risk areas that we'll probably have to have it for a longer period of time, which I can understand. But
nursing homes and
shit. I think with the way things are going and not as many people going into hospital, let's fuck it off.
None of us have ever had COVID, right?
No.
Like, but like, do you reckon we have had COVID? Like in the past few months, have you had symptoms and not gotten tested?
Well, mate, I had the flu. Like I was fucked, but I got. Yeah. I only did that one rat test and it said negative. But we don't know how accurate these rat tests are. So maybe I have had it.
Said like, negative, but we don't know how positive. They are.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I have. Like you.
Well, I know of someone, not close friends with him or anything, whose sister got symptoms, had to get a test, and they said, so I think this is quite a while ago, and it was a blood test that she had to get for it. It was before they were doing all of the squirt your nose or whatever it is.
Mm.
And they came back and they're like, you've got COVID antigens in your blood.
So meaning that you've had it before.
She's had it before.
And didn't like,
don't know how long ago. You don't have it now. You just got a cold.
Wow. She's like,
I haven't been sick.
Here's the thing. One of my regional manager came in. His son did 3 rat tests on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, was still sick, and then went and got a PCR on the Saturday, and that came back positive.
Yeah.
So, I'm starting to think that maybe one fucking has no idea how to use them properly, or they're just really inaccurate. So, you don't know.
The thing with that is, and not to get bogged down in COVID, because I think we're all ready to move on with our lives. But you know how it was such a big thing, and they made it such a politicized thing? Rat tests. Oh, government hasn't ordered enough rat tests.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get enough, and everyone's like, the rat tests don't work.
Yeah.
So hang on. You made it like belting the fuck out of these politicians because we didn't get enough rat tests. But in the next breath, you're like, these fucking things don't work.
Yeah, you can't trust them anyway.
So why do we need so many?
Oh, do you want to know another silly thing that I heard the other day? And I think Mike will love this, all right? So a lady at work tells me that her son's best friend refuses to get the injections, doesn't want them. No, don't know what's in them, not going to touch it. Guess what he's doing next week?
Heroin.
No. He signed up to CMAX for experimental drugs.
Oh, oh really?
No.
The hypocrisy. Really? Yeah.
Holy fuck. Shit.
That's
holy
so funny.
Fucking crap.
Yeah. So like,
I used to really be wanting to do that when I was in uni for more money.
Do you remember I told you guys a story months ago about someone that signed up for CMAX?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He was doing the test and then...
Wasn't it blindness?
A few weeks later, he gets a call from CMAX and they're like, oh, we don't want to alarm you, but just we're wondering, have you experienced any visual issues? He's like, no, I haven't. Why? He's like, well, we've tested the same drug that we've been testing on you on mice, and they're starting to go blind. And yeah. He's like, holy fucking shit, no. But can you compare that to this situation with this guy and not wanting the jab?
Yeah.
But then happy to go to CMAX.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit. Like that, can you imagine getting that call?
The whole title of what you're about to do is experimental drugs. Like,
yeah.
So, Brian, what we're trying to say here is there's 27 million Australians that have had this jab.
Yeah.
No one's really had too many bad side effects. But what we want to try on you, it might make your penis fall off.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that? Sign me up.
Yeah, or your eyes start bleeding. I'll take $2,000 any day.
If money's involved, then that's a huge tick for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you say no to CMAX or you're not interested and you tell your friends, well, no one really cares, but if you're an anti-vaxxer and you're posting about it all the time, well, you're pretty cool. Like, you get attention, right? That's all it is, man.
Yeah.
A bit of attention.
Speaking about the election, something that boggles my mind, and it started months ago, right? All the signs that go up on the Stobie polls and stuff.
Too many. Way too many.
Not only that, like, what I just can't get my head around is at what point and who decided that it's even going to have an impact on the election? Do you drive around and go, oh, just saw that lady's face, better vote for her.
Mm.
Oh, no, there's another guy.
I've
I'm going to vote
about
him
this.
Instead.
Do you know what my theory is? It's like advertisement. Like
marketing.
You don't not often know that you're being advertised to. Like, you might just hear a jingle of a brand in the background, right? You hear it 10 times over a month. But then all of a sudden you go to the shop and you've heard that name 10 times and you haven't heard this other brand. They're both the same. You're going to end up picking that one.
Subconsciously making your decision. So
in the booth,
Subconsciously,
you go, I've heard of that name before. Maybe I'll just put her first or second.
That person that I've seen 20 times versus this other person 5, you've got more chance of remembering who they are.
Mm. And for no good reason. Like,
I think, I don't I don't agree with you, but I don't disagree with you. Could be right. Some people. Doesn't happen for me. But anyway, that's fine.
How do you know it doesn't happen for
you? He's like, go to his street and like the one guy that's up on the post, he's put down number one.
very good. do you know any policies for this election?
What do you mean? Like as in what they're promising?
Yeah. Anything. Okay. Yeah. What have you got?
Peter wants to cut down ramping. He wants to... Or are you talking about Peter or are you talking about
local.
All locals? Yeah, I do. Yeah. So I ended up going with Labor and for two reasons. One, they want to speed up all of the roads out of Aldinga. Not as in increase the speed limit, but like the production of them. Building a skate park here, which I think would be really good.
Oh, do you like skateboarding?
I don't, but I don't like the kids that are bored that fuck up the community. So I think if they've got more to do, they'll be less fuckheads. Doesn't work.
So instead of stealing from the local shopping centre and your dad's fucking petrol station, they might be skating instead.
They'll just have a better place to loiter is what I think.
Yeah, so they'll go there and they'll make plans to come and fuck your shop up.
So maybe. It'll
be McDonald's and the skate park. But
there's probably about four or five things that I've seen that they've proposed. I thought, you know what, that benefits me. But I know there's other people that are going to go, but they're not going to fucking do this, this and this. And yeah, fair enough. We could go all day and night.
Well, we're not a political podcast, so we're not going to do that. Mm. The other thing is, you know, when you go in to vote. So I voted early. I don't know if you guys voted on Saturday or...
I voted very late. I had to cross a main road at about 5:30, half an hour before the place was shutting to get my vote in.
Did you have to line up?
15 beers in. Yeah. It was like probably the least important vote in like the whole of the state.
Yeah.
Imagine if you swung the whole election though. Mark's like running in just...
Like a late vote.
Deep.
Some dude on the poll, stubby poll outside Mark's house has just won the election.
It was such an unprofessional vote.
Yeah.
What in the sign that you saw last as you were crossing the road?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw them on the stubby poll. I'm like, oh, I know that person's relatively.
Did you guys used to donkey vote?
No. Never.
Never? No. I used to. I went 3 years in a row. This is probably about 8 years ago where I'd just go in there and just be like, I don't even know what I'm voting on. So, like, I don't want to vote for the wrong thing or fuck it up. I'm just going to leave
it. Dick on the page.
Pretty much. And just leave it in the hands of people that actually know what the fuck's going on. Now that I'm a bit older and I care a bit more, I've now made a decision.
But donkey votes just go to the incumbent.
Exactly. I didn't know that either at that age. I had no idea. No interest. But going back to these signs on the poll, did you happen to see, I only saw this on Channel 10, so I hope a few people fucking might have seen this. I think it was someone maybe around the northern suburbs had drawn on a girl's council person's face, texture, like a moustache, Hitler moustache, like massive one mono brow, a couple of squiggles on the cheek and then some love hearts, like completely defaced this thing. So instead of getting it replaced, that person came out and then did a report on everything she wants to do but had got texter and mimicked the exact graffiti on the post.
Brilliant
and
strategy.
I loved it. It was so fucking funny.
Lean into it.
Yeah.
This is what you want me to look like? Here I am.
That is marketing.
Mm, that was so good.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, very good. Anyway.
Respect.
What about, so I was driving on Flagstaff Hill Road, I think it was, and it was quite early in the morning and there's all these people standing on the side of the road with the signs, waving them around.
Mm.
And the councillor or the politician, whatever he is, was standing there waving to people.
Oh, really?
This is the guy on the sign. Here he is waving at people. And I'm looking at this going, same thing as the signs. Are you going to drive past and go, do you know what? That guy stands on the side of the road waving. I'm going to vote for him.
I would have voted for him.
Yeah, I was about to. I was coming in with that joke. I would have totally voted for that guy.
I think I might try and vote for him again.
And the last part of it is when you walk in to go and place your vote, there's all these people there handing out cards.
Oh, get away from me. Aren't they the most annoying?
And they swoop on you like vultures. Here, take this. And it's like, no. Yeah. I don't want your fucking card.
The only way out of it is to act really weird. Then they stay away from you. Like if you walk up there going, on the way in, they're just
I disagree.
What?
Because I reckon they think you're easier to swing.
I just start barking like a dog and they stay away from me.
Like growling like that guy from Current Affair.
I just question how many people as they're walking in, like literally you're the 10 minutes, 5 minutes before you actually write those stupid numbers on the page in pencil, mind you, stupid, Like, I could rub all of those out when I counting the votes. Oh, fuck, another one for that bloody...
Oh, we're going to change that.
Anyway, think that doesn't happen probably. But most people have made their mind up by then.
Mm-hmm.
And some fuckwit waving paper in their face just before they get inside. Surely no one's
going. Who the fuck's got the time to read all of that?
What percentage of people going in to vote are unsure and couldn't give a fuck?
I don't know.
What percentage?
Come on, I would say, honestly, I reckon 50%.
Okay, that's a lot. Okay, I would have said 25, right?
No, I reckon half the population have no fucking idea what's going on.
All the people outside of those places to vote, they are targeting those people.
Yeah.
They go, oh, fuck, what do I do? Oh, a pamphlet. Oh, that looks okay.
I take back what I said.
I don't have to think now because you've given me that piece of paper.
I said, who the fuck's got time for that? I went the other day and it took me 6 minutes to get in and out, right? And that's including me voting. In the past, I've lined up for 45 minutes to an hour. So you've got heaps of time to read those pamphlets. Maybe that does work. Don't know.
I think it's all crap. It's a waste of money.
And paper.
And paper and money.
So much paper.
Anyway, boring. Next.
All right, cool. So before the footy game I went to on the weekend, I actually booked into my first escape room. Have you ever been to one of these?
Yeah, I have.
What'd you think?
I wanted to escape from the entire escape room facility. I wanted to escape from the building.
You hated it?
Local? Did you go to one in Adelaide?
It was one in town.
Yeah.
Like, it was okay. But like, yeah, I was with a group that were really into it. So I spent the whole time sort of trying to pretend I was trying to work stuff out. Oh. But in my mind, I was just like, I'm just wanting this to be over with.
Mm.
So they're all doing their thing and they're like, oh, this means that. And we're like, yeah, you're right, do that. And I was just like taking a back seat, just like watching it all unfold.
Yeah.
Not for me.
I went to one... Adelaide Hunt Escape or something. I can't fucking remember the name. It was basically the storyline behind the room I went into is you're at Port Lincoln, you go into this shark cage and the anchor's detached or something and you've got to try and get your way out of the cage. It was fucking weird. I don't know. But I walked in. The room was fucking heaps dark, like really dark. And the torch we had looked like the battery was going flat in it. So I was like trying to use it to look around for things. It was more frustrating than it was enjoyable.
Maybe that was part of the whole
experience. Obviously it is, but to me...
They had deliberately run the batteries low. Yeah.
But I was thinking like at this current moment, I'd rather be in a fully lit room with like heaps of puzzles on the wall or something.
You'd rather be sitting on a couch watching a football game with a beer in your hand.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Anyway, we solved a couple of things. There were about four or five padlocks in the room. Two of them were keys. The other three were... either letter combos or number combos. And we finally get out of this cage and I'm like mentally getting a headache. I'm like, fucking thank fuck we've like solved all these padlocks. It was fucking irritating. Then we move into another room and I was hoping for maybe like, yeah, a puzzle on the wall or like, you know, you've got to move things around in a certain order to undo something else. And guess what it was? It's another room with more padlocks on it with numbers. I was like, we've just done all this just then. Like the room looks different, but the problems are exactly the same. I was like, I was bored. Mm. It was hot. Got out of it and I thought, nah, I'm not doing this again until probably a month.
He made his booking on the way out the door. Thanks, guys. That was great. When can we come back? We're booked out for a month.
Yeah. I think you didn't like it in a group. I did it with just Alison and that was okay. But
where was the guy who took you into the footy?
I met him there.
Oh, yeah. And then
So I'd planned to do something with Alison, so I was in town already.
That was your out for going to the football, wasn't it?
Yeah, basically.
What happened?
She's like, I'm not going to see you on Sunday. Don't worry, baby. I'll take you to the escape rooms.
All right. In the escape room, are there cameras where the people running it can actually look in and see how you're doing?
Yes.
So what happens if there's like a couple of people who are fucking stupid, right? And they literally can't get past the first part. Does someone come in and try and help them?
No, they on the screen, they'll give you like a hint or a clue and they can do a voiceover too. They'll be like, oh, by the way.
By the way, the code is 1247.
Exactly, yeah.
So imagine having footage of like some of the worst escape rooms that have ever been and they get posted online.
And you know
and
what?
And the faces are blurred so the people don't get embarrassed. But like,
that's such a good idea.
How funny would that be?
I know, I love that
idea. It's like, what is 1 + 4 if the code's 5? And they're like... Okay, do you have your phone? Like, get the calculator.
Oh, they take your phones away from you too. Oh. So you're in there just with your own mental self.
Do you know what a practical use for an escape room could be?
What?
Drug rehab.
That
would be a TV show I would watch. People just like losing it and fucking like trying to smash it to get out. Yeah, imagine that.
I love that idea.
Heroin Harry is coming down and they're like, mate,
You can get a hit if you get out.
Yeah. You need to think your way out of this building. Otherwise, you're going to be in here until you're sober.
Mm. Holy shit.
Imagine that.
Imagine being in an escape room on a come down.
Oh,
oh my God. Mate, worst nightmare sort of stuff.
I was like,
get me in the escape room Sunday afternoon. I would have been fucking hating it.
You would have gone for a nap. Do you know what? I was thinking though, you know, like, you know when you feel like someone's watching you, like you got that. There's just a feeling. Sometimes it's weird. Sometimes you just know it's happening. Yeah. So we walk in there. The lights are off. I'm a bit dark and I'm looking around and I had that feeling. I'm like, they're obviously watching me now. I was like, I had the same thought. I thought, after we'd been in there for 40 minutes in the first fucking room, I was like, they must think we're dumb fucks. And at the end, like with 5 minutes to go, we were struggling and I was just like, oh, I know we're not going to finish it. So I've lost interest now. And they're like, the code is da, 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 da. And Alison's like, oh, okay. And then we just didn't even bother doing like the pad. Like, we're like, yeah, we're done. Like, just stop. And she's like, no, go on, do it, do it. I was like, nah, we're done. And we ended up walking out. And she's like, you've got 5 minutes left. Yeah, we're bored. We're going now.
Really?
Yeah.
There's definitely people out there that love escape rooms that, you know, think they're pretty good, you know, very intelligent. They round up a group of their friends that have a high IQ and they go to these escape rooms and they dominate.
Yeah.
And they set records for the best times, you know. They're the same people that would go to quiz nights and fuck shit up.
Yeah.
Those groups of people, they're the same people that would go to quiz nights.
I love a quiz night, by the way. Do you not like a quiz night?
I love it. Earl of Leicester, I used to go there.
Yeah, yep.
That was really good, and their food was good as well.
Mm. Yeah, I used to have a quiz night team called Trivia Newton John. That was our team name.
Was that you?
Yeah. So, I know I'd stolen it, but I'd
well, that doesn't count, but you're normally good at names.
Oh, everyone else thought it was me, so that's all that counts.
That's all that counts.
We played cricket against a team called the Master Batters.
The Master Batters.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's the team that beat us the first round.
Well, they can get fucked.
Yeah.
That's a really good name.
Wankers.
That's a really good name.
Yeah, I was going to think of an indoor soccer team name that was great, and I've fucking forgotten it already.
Well, that's not going to help us, is it, Dan?
No, it's not. All right,
so when you went in there, right? What? Or when you were leaving the escape room.
Yeah.
Lady says to you, I hope you guys have had a great time. Mm. See you soon. And you were like, it was so much fun.
No, I said, no, I've got a headache and I got a bit bored. That's what I said to her.
Did you? Yeah. So no small talk, no lying.
No.
Just to get, you know.
Well, okay, because I had a headache, I didn't really care too much. And she said to me, she said, oh, by the way, only 80% of people get past where you were. I mean, only 20%. You guys are dumb as fuck.
Hey, just so you don't feel bad, 90% of people get out of that. So, you know, most people.
She said it was the second hardest room she had.
It was a 5-year-old kid by himself in here half an hour ago that got a little bit further than
you. Oh, fuck, that's funny.
And he had ADD.
Some dogs have passed this room.
There was a golden retriever half an hour ago.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Oh, that's brilliant.
We had a duck in here earlier.
All right, we've taken this too far. We're loving it.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah. So, anyway, we're talking at small talk. No, I usually try and keep it exciting. Like, if I'm. Here's a great one. Do you know what I have started doing lately? Is lying in small talk.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, sometimes...
In what situation?
Okay, I was at Audi, right? The guy says to me, he's like, how's your day been? I was like, I've done...
It'd be better if you fucking packed my bags for me, cockhead.
The thing is, I'd done nothing. I'd been at home. I was hungover, woke up, thought, better go get some Audi stuff. And then my plan was to come home, just cook dinner, and then fucking maybe have some beers. That was it. So nothing exciting. Do you know what I told him? He goes, oh, how's your day been? Oh, yeah, really good. Just went out and bought a whole heap of furniture. So I could go home and assemble it. What a lie. Just so I had something to say to him, so he'd keep talking to me. I'm a big liar.
No, that's the worst.
I know.
You don't want them to keep talking.
Yeah, so what do you do?
Just a grunt.
I had nothing to assemble. I bought a few things. He was
What if you said, I killed someone last night. They're currently in the boot of my car and I'm trying to work out a place to bury them. So after I leave here, that's probably what I'm going to do.
And then he scans a shovel.
He would. I honestly think people would laugh and chuck and go, oh, that's pretty funny. But if you kept a straight face and like we're like...
Bingo. After they laugh, you look them dead in the eye and don't say anything.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And then that's when they go, okay, now
you just you hear the beep speed up. No,
that's one way to end it.
So if someone says to you, let's say you're going through Woolies, oh, how's your day been? And you've done fuck all. You're just going to be like, I've done nothing. And then it just dies.
Yeah.
It's like,
so busy.
Busy. Oh, so you're giving him nothing back. That's all
I'm
them.
Always very polite. Do you know the, so if it's a captive thing, right? In a supermarket, and you go to the counter to the checkout, and often you're wanting someone just to be friendly.
Yeah, yeah. But
you don't have to have a big long conversation.
That's the key.
Just be friendly. Oh, g'day, how you going? Yeah, good, thanks. Whatever. Where I don't like it is if you go into, now I've got one in my mind, Jeans West.
Jeans West fits best.
I went into Jeans West one day, and I just wanted to go in there and not fucking talk to anyone. And grab one thing and pay for it and leave. Mm-hmm. I had not sooner walked in the front door that this guy comes up to me. He's like, how's your day going? Oh, my God. It's so hot today, isn't it? In that scenario, I turned around and left. I didn't buy what I wanted to buy.
Oh, really?
I was just like, this is too hard. Because I knew what he was going to do next. You know what he's going to do next?
What?
He's going to make me fucking try on clothes, compliment me on how good it looked,
and sell me
all this other shit. And I was thinking, you know what? Fuck you, buddy. Yeah. You're getting nothing.
Isn't that such a fine line? Because I think we brought this up a while ago about shopping centres and getting heckled by people, like over and over. General Pants, we've talked about how full on they are. And it's like, it's funny that we complain about, you know, them being too friendly and too annoying. But if you walk into a shop and no one approaches you, then you also complain about that.
So unfriendly here.
We sound like a crazy ex. Like,
yeah,
we just can't get it right. There's a hot, you know what I mean? Like, I'm with you. Like, if I get,
he was giving me too much attention. Oh, he never spoke to me. Yeah. Like, find the middle ground.
It's the same with the checkout chicks or the checkout guys. If I go there and they're snooty and don't ask me how my day was or whatever, yeah, complain about it. That wasn't very good customer service. If you're too customer servicey, annoying. So, like, yeah, a bit mental, I think we are.
Yeah, probably. Mm. Do you know what I saw actually the other day as well? Went to buy Subway. Subway got me again, by the way.
Subway eat fresh.
As in got you as in you shit your pants?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
I'm lining up and there's one guy in front of me and he's gone to the fridge, he's grabbed a Coke, didn't have a mask on. Goes to the counter. The lady says, oh, have you got a mask? He says, nah, I'm from Melbourne. I don't need a mask. She's like,
I'm from Melbourne.
You're in South Australia now. You need to wear a mask. He's like, no, but we don't do masks, so I don't have one. She's like, well, I can't serve you if you don't have one.
Mate, your front face is now in South Australia.
That's right.
Cover your front face.
Anyway, guy gets all snooty, and he's like, oh, well, fine. And he puts his bottle of Coke. It would have been one step for him to put it back in the fridge. He's like, all right then, well, I'll just leave this here. Like, that was his getting redemption. And I was like, what a fuckwit.
Yeah.
As soon as he stormed off, I was like, don't worry, I'll put it away, put the drink away.
Nice. Good on you, good on you.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Be nice to people.
You know what you just did? You turned her day from like everyone's a fuckhead to, you know what? Just that guy's a fuckhead.
That's right.
Mm, well done.
You're welcome.
Do you think people in retail, I'm going to say that Mark sent this through, right? And this goes on to what we were just talking about.
Oh, this is good.
It was a, would you call it a meme or just a statement?
Oh, it's probably both, but can we call it a statement? Mm.
So it's a post on Facebook that basically said, it should be legal for retail workers to fight five people a year. Now,
this would be amazing.
Are we talking punch up or verbally, like?
This is a punch up.
Punch up.
Okay.
This is like everyone abandons what they're doing. They put their fucking trolleys away.
Boxing ring or on site?
On site. Okay. So everyone, okay, aisle 10, aisle 9, they all, like, say the fight's breaking out in aisle 3. Some worker's like, fuck this. It's March. I haven't even had one yet. I've got fucking 5 to go. I'm choosing one. You're a fucking piece of shit. I'm fighting you right now. The person shopping's like, oh, I didn't expect this. So they line up for a fight. Everyone comes in, forms a circle, and the person that works there kicks their fucking ass. But the person that gets their head kicked in, like, they can't do anything. Like, it's a law.
Yeah.
Because they're so fucking annoying.
So there's no call on the police. No. There's no lawsuit.
It's like the person, like, ends up with a broken jaw and has to go to hospital, and they go there like, you know, I just had to accept it.
Okay,
like,
so would the rule be the first person to hit the floor?
Yeah.
It's just first one down,
yeah,
you lose.
And maybe because, you know, if you hit your head and you, you know, get seriously hurt, maybe we throw in some, you know, headgear so no one gets truly hurt.
So, like, if the retail worker walks around with headgear.
Yeah.
Like, and goes, chucks it to him.
It's like a life jacket, just in case of emergency.
Drops from the fucking ceiling.
It's like in ice hockey where they throw the gloves off.
Yeah.
This one, they throw the helmet to the other person.
As the
like, you're about to get whipped, mate.
As the fight rocks out, the store manager comes from downstairs and goes, fuck!
Like, the best thing is, you know, in the supermarkets when they call for an open register.
Yeah, yeah.
Kyle, open register 6, please, or whatever it is. In this one, or is it like clean up on aisle 4?
And the cashier, like, of the fucking supermarket,
legal fight on aisle 6,
and the whole
store comes.
Legal fight, retail workers fight back.
People are shaking the shelves.
The cashier's, like, taking bets from random people that are shopping.
And, you know, the best thing we can add this in,
yeah,
is if anything gets broken, the person who is getting bashed by the retail worker has to pay for it.
Oh.
Yeah. And if the customer wins the fight, 50% off all groceries that they had in their trolley at the time.
Yeah. So getting bothered.
There's incentive to win the fight.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's just go to the very start here.
Yeah.
The instigation of all this, what's it got to be? A customer just being a bit rude, or like maybe getting in the way and not having good, you know, peripheral vision?
Like, or just having a bad face. Like, you know, someone's got a bad face.
That's unfair though. Like, people can't help their faces. It's got to be a personality trait, something they've done, or just being fucking stupid and in the way. You can't go on someone's looks.
Definitely needs to be like, you told me, it says in your fucking guide, or I heard on TV, this is 50% off, this is full price.
Oh.
This is fucking stupid.
No. It says in your catalogue that it's $5.95. Did you realise that you're looking at the 1 litre version of that? It's 500 mils. You what fucking dumb fuck. That's where you could do it.
What kind of business are you guys running here? And that's, okay, bitch, let's fight.
Yeah. So yeah. 5 a year, that's I reckon maybe 3. 5's a lot.
I want to see a lot of people get their head kicked in. I'm going 5.
All right. I had a scenario today. I went to the supermarket at lunchtime.
Yeah. Did you use one of your 5?
I would have
if
I was. See, this is where the public should get a 5 as well, I reckon. Can't just be retail workers. Because I went into the supermarket. I walked down an aisle. This lady was doing one of those shopping off the shelves things.
Yeah.
And she was so fucking oblivious to the fact that I was even there that I walked down the aisle and I was trying to get around her and she kept pushing the trolley. She basically cornered me in the corner of a shelf.
Infuriating, yeah.
And I was like, are you right? And she looked over at me and she's like, oh, sorry about that. And I was like, yeah, you should be. Mm. Like, you know nearly hit me with your trolley.
She apologised. The ones that are even worse than that are there's no response at all. No words come out, like almost you've bothered them, even though they've cornered you. That's the next
one. I wanted to headbutt her.
Sometimes it's just a noise. Like,
all right, let's make the rule. Everyone gets 5 in a retail area. So whether you work there or you're a customer, you get 5 a year.
Mm. I reckon your brother's going to get his head kicked in.
Why?
Because he's rude to people.
It would be great entertainment if this was a real thing. Oh, yeah, Benji would fight someone every fucking...
He's so good, actually.
He would use all his 5 within, you know, by March.
Oh, yeah, he would, actually. Yeah, he'd fight a lot of people. Do you know... I think we should move this onto the road too. Like, well, think about this. And I did mention this to Rick a week ago. He seemed to semi-like the idea. If everyone got the chance to ban one person a year for a full week of driving, okay?
Okay.
So what happens is, just like a speeding fine, you just give in the rego to Motor Reg or whatever the state government's system will be. You go, this person pissed me off, was driving too slow, you know, did something dangerous, whatever. That person, as soon as it's reported, can either go, I was driving the car, or actually, no, that was this person, right? So the owner of the car then selects actually who was driving the car.
Stat deck.
Yep, stat deck. And that person can't drive for a full week legally, right?
I love it. There's one huge problem with it.
What?
If you make a mistake on the road and you fuck up, do you think that it's your problem, your fault? No, it's the other person. So we need dash cam footage on every car. So someone complains, goes, this person needs to be banned. Footage gets set in.
Okay.
Someone that knows what the fuck they're looking at assesses it and goes, oh, yeah, you're right. Ban the cunt for a week.
It won't
right?
matter because what will happen is you think about the situation, right? You both think you're at fault and you've almost hit each other. Like, oh, I want to ban that person. He's thinking, oh, I want to ban the same person. Yeah. But are you going to waste your one a year on that situation and ban each other? You're probably not. You're going to wait until someone really, really fucks you off and then you're going to report them. Yeah. And the thing is, you can only report one person, but everyone else can report the same person. So like if we ran into the same dude that was being a shit driver in February and then in May, we could both report him.
Double team him.
Yeah, we could both use our one vote on him.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you could have bad fucking shit house drivers getting banned for like 8 months of the year.
Yeah. And you know what? If they're not on the road, it's because they're a shit driver.
Exactly.
Less accidents.
Exactly.
Love it.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Needs to happen.
Hmm. All right, moving on. Now, I saw a very, very funny, cool business name the other day.
Yeah.
Now, how often do you, I don't know, how many cool business names do you reckon you've seen in your lifetime? It's pretty hard to remember them off the top of your head.
It's one of those ones, you're right, where you see it, you go, that's amazing, well done, that's original, but you don't remember what it is.
All right. My first one, driving, might have been Saturday. I don't know. Driving and I'm looking at a window replacement guy. The name of the business was...
Oh, hang on. I think I know this one.
Pain in the Glass.
Pain in the Glass, yes.
How good is that?
Yeah, I heard this on the radio 3 years ago. Oh, instead of
pain in the ass.
Yeah, and window pane.
Wow.
Pain in the Glass. Yeah. It's so fucking clever.
Yeah.
Very good. The guy that is fixing my garden at the front, Better Homes and Gardens, his name is Ray's Better Lawns and Gardens. I thought that's very clever.
Not clever.
It's
but
not clever.
But it'll work.
Yeah.
It'll work,
He's taken something that was successful, put it into his name.
What are you going to do with that area? Just put a lawn in?
Nah, fuck that. We're getting things put in.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, things are being put
in. So much better.
And the backyard's got less things in it, and things are getting put in that.
Are being put in.
Dialsmas, I think. Yeah. Going to run some small dialsmas. Don't have to do anything.
Rick, have you heard of an interesting name?
Absolutely, yes, I have. But can I remember them? No. So what I've done is I've Googled some, and here are some of the ones that I've Googled.
Yep.
This, instead of calling the business a vet, this shop is called Dog and Cat Repair.
Oh, I love that. That's so good.
That works.
Where do you take your dog and cat if they get sick?
That's
take
so funny.
To the repair shop.
I need to repair my cat. Mm. That's good.
That's good.
Because it's not a car, it's a cat.
It could also be called, we just fucking absolutely ripped you off.
Yeah.
There's a shop over in, I can't see where this is. It's a nail and hand spa and it's called Hand Job.
Yeah, love that.
I'd go there.
There's a knick-knack shop over in Spain, and it's called Juan in a Million.
Juan
in a Million.
Yeah, that's good. That's clever.
There's a few good ones out there. There's
keep going. I want two more. I'm enjoying this.
There's a fish shop, like a fish and chip shop, called Frying Nambo.
Frying Nambo?
Nemo.
Oh, that's
I just said
good.
It bad.
It's Frying Nambo.
And then there's, I don't know what this shop sells, but must be good. It's called the G-Spot. You found it.
Oh, that's clever.
Partial credit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Anyway. All right. Anyway, if anyone else sees a very, very fucking cool name, send it in. I want to hear it.
Oh, guess what, by the way?
What happened?
Overwhelmingly, I got so many people contacting me about fucking Delmatessi last week.
What'd you have, 2?
Nah, more.
17.
6.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
No one thinks it's called Delmatessi.
You're I didn't think
they did.
Only
person in the world.
No, I didn't say. I thought it was called Delamatessi.
Yeah.
I said no one's going to know what the full length of the word deli is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heaps of people did.
How many out of the 6?
All of them.
Really?
Why did they contact me?
I asked 4 people, and 3 of them were at work, and none of them could tell me.
All right. All right.
So
let's put this to work, and let's have a challenge. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask 5 people, random people, right?
Yeah.
You're going to ask 5 people.
Otherwise, I don't trust you.
Trust is a must on this podcast. I will ask 5 people. You ask 5. What is okay? So that's 10 total. What do we need to win? What does Rick need to win? I reckon if we, okay,
I said 20%. So
5 out of 10. We win 6 out of 10, which is obviously better than half. Rick wins.
Yeah. Okay.
Why do you only have to get half?
Well, you're the one that's saying 80%.
Yeah, fair enough.
And we're telling you 60. That's
I said 20% would know.
All right, I'm saying 60, and Rick wins.
Whatever.
Yeah, Delamatesi.
Yeah.
All right, it's on.
All right, I've got an interesting thing. I heard about this recently, and I thought, surely that's not a real thing. So I did a little bit of research. Now I'm going to tell you about it. There is a drug called Devil's Breath. Apparently, you can very simply have this blown in your face. And
oh, is this from a plant?
Yeah, and
I know about this.
Apparently, it takes away your free will.
Honduras.
Well, apparently, it's happening in like Japan, and it's going into more.
And when it happens, countries. You could literally like say, "Let's go to an ATM and withdraw all your money," and then they're just
and
like,
you can't say no. You have to abide by what they're saying.
Okay, I know all about this, but
And let him finish. Let him finish.
Sorry, I'm excited. Yeah, I'm getting excited.
So the substance has been blamed for thousands of crimes in South America, and now there are reports of it being used everywhere. Paris, Nazis in Germany, obstetricians, like in all sorts of weird things. Mm. Like it's obstetricians, right? So give birth. That's not your child anymore. Okay, take the kid. Crazy shit. And like Mark said, people are saying, I was out on a night out, and then all of a sudden I was awake the next morning, and I looked in my bank account and there was thousands of dollars missing. Someone's told me, you need to give me some money.
And my car was gone.
So tell me this. Now, I think I've seen a documentary on this because I see docos on everything. I can't remember. Does the person get clarity on the event after they come to? Like, once the drug's worn off?
What? So they remember what they did,
it's a blackout event for them.
Yeah, basically.
That's
so
fucked.
It's supposed to be, people call it, it's the most dangerous drug in the world.
Mm.
Devil's breath, or I'm gonna pronounce
this is
this
the
right,
word
scopolamine.
That's the one.
Yeah,
that's the one that I'm familiar with.
This is derived from the nightshade plant, and reports basically say that it zombifies you and takes away your free will. So anything someone tells you to do, you'll do. From killing someone, to emptying out your bank accounts.
So wild. Basically, I watched a doco on it, and like you said, people forget what they did. They have no recollection. Mm. So the person that was being interviewed only knew because after it had happened, they looked back at like CCTV footage of where they were, and they're at the ATM like giving this random person money, and they're like, I do not remember that at all.
See, do you know what? I don't care, but I feel like if someone does this to another person, it's a death penalty. I reckon. I honestly do, because you're
you're talking to someone that's not in favour of the death penalty, so killing 30 people spending life in, like, I haven't.
There's no reason to do this to anyone, ever.
Yeah.
Never, ever is there a reason to do this to someone. And for you to go, I'm going to take complete control of your mind and your body right now, you deserve to fucking die.
Okay. Well,
that's terrible.
What's worse, shooting 35 people dead at Port Arthur, or, you know, ruining someone with devil's breath?
I think
taking their money.
Obviously, the 35 is way worse. Yeah. Should have got the death penalty too, but...
Okay, so you're in favour of the death penalty.
If it's abundantly obvious.
Yeah, okay. Well, we disagree on that, but I'm not saying you're wrong. But that obviously is a... It's pretty fucked up to do that. Yeah. It's messed up.
Very. Could you imagine... Could you imagine ever being in that situation where you just lose control of free will?
It's so scary. Very, very scary.
Yeah. It happens every second weekend, boys.
Well, it probably does. Oi, is it also used as a date rape thing?
Maybe. I don't know. Probably.
Fuck. How's it spelt for people that want to?
S-C-O-P-O-L-A-M-I-N-E. Scopolamine.
Okay.
Or devil's breath.
Nice. All right. Shape. Well, there you go. Go have a look at the docos online. But we have to move on. Fire away. Who's going first?
The inventor of the Pringles can is now buried in a Pringles can.
Yeah, I've heard this before.
What?
Fantastic, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, he was so proud of the invention.
In 1966, Frederick Bauer developed the ingenious idea for Procter & Gamble to uniformly stack chips inside a can instead of tossing them in a bag. Bauer was so proud of his invention that he wanted to take it to the grave, literally. He communicated his burial wishes to his family, and when he died at age 89, his children stopped at Walgreens on the way home to buy his burial Pringles can. They didn't even get a fresh one. They got one that had chips in it.
Surely you go to the factory and go, hey, before you fill this with chips, can I just get a clean one?
So if it was you, what flavour would you go for?
Oh, sour cream.
Oh, really? Mm. That's left of centre.
Oh, look, my answer's going to sound boring because it's the same as his, but that flavour is fucking delicious.
Salt vinegar is okay. But
okay. Salt vinegar is so good.
I mean, you go...
They're all good.
Yeah, they are.
That's why... Actually,
what about Texas barbecue? They don't call it Texas barbecue anymore, but they used to. That used to be the bomb.
It... I don't know. Doesn't sit
There's
well with
There's something about that sour cream flavour.
Isn't there? It's like a powdery... You know what it,
yeah, the powdery gets on your tongue.
The texture of the chip arguably is better than all the other chips. Mm. But I don't buy them, Heath.
I have a problem with it, right? It's a fantastic idea because even though they're meant to stop them from breaking, you open a Pringles can, the fucking top layer is fucking broken anyway just because they've been bashed around.
You shop at the wrong shop. You shop in a rough neighbourhood.
Yeah, I probably do. The truck driver's a bit... So... Anyway, my problem is that once you get down, once you become an adult, your hand is very hard to get down the bottom, so you start pouring it.
Do you know why they did that? I'm making this up now.
Yeah, go tell me a lie.
Because it's a reminder not to be such a fat fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Once you can't grab them anymore, stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, wow. I think there should just be a little click thing down the bottom, right, which releases the bottom, which you can push up.
Yeah, too expensive.
Nah, yeah, I reckon that's a 17-cent idea.
And do you know what? Here's the thing. This is something, right? How many grams do you reckon's in a Pringles can?
Oh, 90?
Let's say it's less than that.
Okay, 73.
Okay. I don't actually know the answer.
110.
Do you know, in a bag of chips, you pour the bag of chips out into a bowl and then people share it. No one ever does that with Pringles.
That's so fucking true. Why? It's like taboo. It's in the can. Leave it in the can.
Yeah, it's like a thing. It's part of the enjoyment of eating Pringles is picking them out.
I reckon,
but then everyone hates it. They're like, my hand doesn't fit in this fucking thing.
In the whole history of Pringles, I reckon three people have done that before.
I reckon. When he said that, it's almost like a universe opened in my brain. Yeah. Like, it's like, how has this not been done before? Fantastic Pringles.
So you go to a party and there's like bowls of chips, bowls of M&Ms, everything that's come in a bag you can easily put in your hand into, and then they go, there's a can of Pringles.
Okay.
I think that's because part of the whole Pringles thing is what it comes in.
The experience.
So leave it as is, and if you pour them into a bowl, you can leave the party.
So you're having a footy afternoon, you invite around a few mates, John comes in, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't happen to have a spare bowl, do you? Oh, yeah, just in the corner, John. He comes over to the table, pours the Pringles in. Get out, John.
Yeah.
Out now.
And then keep the Pringles and eat them anyway.
Yeah.
And call the police as well.
I think so.
Cut your hand on the tube after he leaves, just so you got the full effect.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to fucking bury John in that fucking Pringles can.
Absolutely.
All right, I got a fact. I'm going to leave yours for last because you're so excited about it.
Oh, I just can't believe
the build-up. There's a huge storm coming and there's like three drops of rain.
Okay, here's a fact. There's only one bird in the entire world, I'm going to say universe, because I don't know if birds exist outside of the earth, that can fly backwards. Can you name it for me?
Fly backwards?
Yeah.
Give me more context. So they can go flat, flat forwards and then just go, actually, I forgot my keys. Fly backwards.
Yep. Yep. They've shut the front door. Thought, actually, three flaps back. I'm just going to go back in and get them.
Got to lock it.
Yeah.
No idea.
No idea?
Oh, the pterodactyl?
Fucking not even close. have another guess.
Oh, budgerigar. No, hummingbird.
You've got it. It's a hummingbird.
Oh, he's
well done.
Yes. Do you know why?
What?
Because they fly up to the trees and they go and they drink and they.
What was the noise again?
That's pretty good.
That sounds familiar.
And then they go.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If everyone could see what you're doing right now, that would be very impressive. Yeah. Okay. Hummingbirds are the only known bird to fly backwards. They often do this when retreating from flowers. So they fly up to it.
I watched documentaries.
Do that little dick sucking noise you did, and then they go.
What
sort
of blowjobs are you getting? That's weird.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of frogs involved. All right,
my fact. If I told you guys that it was impossible to fart by holding your eyes open, what would you say?
That's crap.
It is. I made that up. The real one is. it's impossible to hum whilst holding your nose.
You've done this before.
What?
You've done this before.
No, I haven't. It was a different one. It's a different one.
It's impossible to
heard this hold thing your before nose while humming.
It was definitely a different one. Try it.
I've done it before. You can do it.
Do it. You're not holding it properly.
How do you do it?
No, he's got a big nose.
Mate, I need both of you to hold my nose for me to do this.
You cannot do that.
Yeah, done it.
Hum. Now, hold. There you go.
Still a little bit of noise.
Okay, the thing is,
look, I'm
the noise is getting snuffled by your fingers on your nose because the noise comes out from your voice box out your nose.
Look, I like this fact. You guys might not, but it's here and now you know. And, you know, use it at parties.
No one's coming to your party. No, actually, everyone's going to come to your first party. No one's coming to the second.
All right. Brilliant. Good We're stuff, out. Guys.
See you, guys.
I will see you there, or I will see you on another time.
That was very confusing. I don't know if you're going to come or not.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.